does your workday stress translate to the kids at home?
Well, often we think, you know, if we put on a happy face and if we engage our kids, we smile and we laugh, they won't feel it. But actually what research has shown is that they can pick up those underlying vibes. And so what we're feeling, whether it's stress, anxiety, worry, they'll pick that up. And they'll feel that too if we don't find a way to cope with it in a healthy way.
They're actually subconsciously picking up on that, pulling it into themselves?
They're very in tune to stability in the family. And so when they feel that worry, feel that negative emotion, then kids will internalize it and try and find ways to deal with it themselves. So often you'll see children that'll have control issues, whether that has to do with how they want their clothes laid out in the morning or wanting all the doors closed. I mean, little things like that can trace back to stress in that parental system.
Do you think that this could apply to other people in your life? Maybe your parents, if you see them a lot, or your spouse, or your roommate?
Yes. If we're interacting then with other adults, what will happen when we're feeling stressed is often we'll talk about it in some way. We'll guide that conversation so it comes out. And so people can feel that with us. And then what they'll do is they'll label us as negative. And they'll choose whether or not they want to be around us or not. So it can cost us friendships and even relationships because people say, gosh, you know, love that guy, but he seems to always be negative. I don't really want to hang out with him. And it can even cost us jobs. You'll often see employers say, well, that person, she has like a black cloud over her all the time. And she's a great performer, but it affects the mood of the workplace.
It's interesting, talking about stress can make people sort of feel like you're a negative person. But on the good side, letting people know that it's out there can help. It's a fine line to walk there.
And here's the fine line. A complainer versus asking for help. If you're a complainer, nobody likes complainers. But what they do value is you asking for help, because that shows that you trust them enough and that you need them. And then there's something they can do to make you feel better. And your friends and family, they want to help you. Often we think with stress, we think what we want to do is get rid of it. You don't really want to get rid of it. Stress is actually a very healthy thing. It allows us to stretch. It allows us to grow. It's more about how do we learn to live with it? How do we learn to manage it? So at home, what you want to do is model for your kids, hey, I can handle stress. Same thing could relate to the workplace. Let other people know, hey, I'm stressed out. Can you help me with this? And you'd be surprised with how well people respond to that.
So I don't want to give people something else to stress about. So let's talk about a few techniques that you can use to manage your stress.
One way is, you know, talking about it. Another way is making sure you're getting enough exercise, making sure you're getting enough sleep, plan a vacation, make sure you're getting enough vacations, and make sure you're spending important time with loved ones. You know, that you're not running so hard, that you're not unplugging and recharging.
Brandon Smith talks with us most weeks about our work lives and careers. Have a good weekend, Brandon.
Joshua, you too.